Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. Okay, so this is going to be a very different show for sure, and it kind of blends a lot of different styles of podcasting. So this is an overview of what this is going to be. This is going to be a night and a day after seeing Star Trek. So there's going to be four parts. One is going to be what you're going to hear this time is the binaural recording, small bit when I was in the line to go see the movie. The majority of it was in the theater. You're going to hear a guy who threw popcorn at Colleen trying to find a seat for he and his girlfriend. And if you listen, you can hear his voice just all over the place. And we'll explain exactly what he did. But you'll hear what we're going to be talking about in part two. Part two, we discuss what happened. Okay. Part three is going to be about my feelings about using mobile devices in that kind of situation and worse. How are we going to use our mobile devices either to be safe, to report crimes possibly, and how it could be used detrimentally. So part four is the Star Trek movie review. And I kind of want to put it at the end because this person that we're going to be discussing is, you know. Anyway, so one, inside the theater. Two, we discuss it going home. Three is going to be me discussing mobile devices, and four is going to be the review of the film. Okay, kind of confusing, sorry. So we're going to go right to the binaural recording of us in the theater right now. Enjoy. Here we go. A bit of a warning is you will probably hear some R-rated language from some people at the theater, and I just want to let you know. So thanks.
So we're in line now for the movie. I'm just talking to myself.
Okay.
Where did Pierce come from?
There's interesting things going on, so I figured I'd start podcasting again.
I met Neil
Strauss.
Really?
I'm going to do this because I don't have a small bladder.
Are you taking the seat next to you on your right?
Me?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please move.
I'm taking this one, but no, not this one.
Not that one?
Okay. This one here, yeah. My wife would kill us both.
Thank you.
Wait, no, no, no. What? We don't need to see.
Do you mind being over here? You want to be over here? It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
All right. Just wanted to get you in the middle.
Yeah. Just, are you fine with this seat?
That's fine.
All right.
This place is nuts, man.
Dude, okay.
Everyone's like a bull run.
Are these two seats safe?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I just, in some case of the asthma, I want to know. Honey,
right here. Nah, they're taking this one here. Let's just stay right here.
Okay.
Stay right here.
You need to go to the bathroom or something. Hey, Jason.
No.
Do they have any drinks?
I think I'm just going to stay here for a while. Something better with this would be the Big Bang Theory cast a show up. That'd be pretty fun. That'd be fun.
Hey, why do you have like a live thing on your screen?
It's the screen for television.
Hey, Jason!
It's the one that it came with. I don't want to take off.
I think you need to get a plastic cover or something.
What I love is the one guy calling the other guy and then yelling, dude, why aren't you answering your phone?
Yeah.
It's funny. Are these open here?
No, they're not.
Okay, no. Sorry. I'll have to get a sign made for you. Nope. No, they are taken. Sorry. I can't even answer right. They need my seats. But I'm the one in the front row. Look at this kid. If you sit down there, you have to hit acid first, because that's the only way you're really going to enjoy it. And you're right there. Well, they've got the Phantom over here.
Hey, bro.
You know.
Hey, you.
He's okay.
Hey. Those two seats taken?
Yes, they are taken.
I want to make sure she's sitting down.
No, she's standing up.
Why is this girl sitting
down? You can walk up
there. I'm just waiting for her to sit down.
She's good.
Okay, she's good. Good.
All right, team, scoot over, guys. Scoot over. Brandon.
You got two seats left? You got two seats left? Okay. I wanted to make sure that Travis was seated okay.
Okay.
I can't believe there's not an app that sets all the seats on a screen that you can see. Taken, not taken. There you go.
We got fresh popcorn up here! Fresh popcorn!
Is that one still preserved?
No,
it's not.
Nah, it's only one.
Right, but there's one here.
Ladies and gentlemen, before our feature begins, we invite you to take advantage of our concession offers in the front of the auditorium.
We can scoot down
for
one.
Yeah, we can. Our auxiliary concession team is currently on hand with soda, popcorn, and more for sale with the same great deals found on the concession stand. Please feel free to come on down.
That's funny.
Uh huh. Okay, well, now we
know for sure. I'll do it.
Get the kid that's sharking for seats to get us some food. Give him a couple of bucks.
That's seat full?
Yeah.
All right, you two are tossed. Get out of here.
Do you work for this theater?
Why?
Come on, get out of here.
No.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please move toward the center of the auditorium.
Put that lightsaber away. Wrong movie.
Gaps so that those who have not yet been seated may have room to do so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nine.
I'm going to get on the news tonight. I have a feeling. I got an open lap. Open lap seat. Lord of the lap pants.
He already came.
So what is this guy's story?
Five more minutes.
I got more recording devices right now. I'll get it all.
What's up with you? Is that the only thing you know about? Yikes.
Will everyone please fill the gaps? Make sure everyone's
ready. Ladies and gentlemen, before our feature begins, we invite you to take advantage of our concession offers in the front of the auditorium. For your convenience, our auxiliary concessions team is currently on hand with soda, popcorn, and more for sale with the same great deals found at our main concession stand. Please feel free to come on down.
These beers.
Wait, did they hear?
Dude, he's a cop.
You better go see the Jonas Brothers.
Here, two shots.
I mean, really.
Can I get some, right?
Dude.
Oh, you want some?
Yeah. No one is down there because
I'm cool. Let me
tell you, really. Now I'm really fucking.
I think Freeze a crowd.
I'm going back to the soda. Fuck
yeah! Check it out.
But no next gen.
There's a light there, right? A spotlight.
There's
a
little tiny gel that you just slide in front of it.
After all that, he leaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Recall Entertainment Group is proud to welcome you to the Edwards Urban Spectrum IMAX.
Okay, so hopefully you heard all the wonder and magic that this guy had to offer. And so anyway, that's part one. Part two is going to be next week where we discuss the situation in the car going home. So just to kind of forewarn you, I'm pretty raw and upset about it. So just buckle up. I try to edit as much as possible. There, you know, may have been a few words in the folks in the theater. I can't edit everyone. So, you know, if you heard a few words, maybe you normally don't hear, sorry, but hey, it's life. So anyway, part two's next week. See you. Bye. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.